favor. He's good. Let's go down a list of some things God have done and he's doing and he will do. Come on here. You got to give him praise. You got to give him glory. The next time somebody start complaining, say, hold up. First of all, don't complain no more. In the midst of what you're in, start giving him glory. Start giving him praise. Start telling him how much you love him. Thank him. Bless him, because it could have been worse, but God didn't allow it to be worse. He just allowed it to be what it is right now, because he's still working on your behalf. He's still worthy to be praised. He's good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's the labor of this broadcast today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. Oh, give thanks. No matter what it is. Oh, give thanks. Come on here. It don't look good. Oh, give thanks. Come on here. It don't feel good. Oh, give thanks. I don't understand it. Oh, give thanks. Come on here. Unto the Lord. Because guess what? He's working it out on your behalf. He's bringing it out on your behalf, because this is what David is declaring. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah to God. Again, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Why? Because the master builder. Why? Because the orchestrator. Why? Because the Elohim. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Evangelist Harvey. Why? Because the line of Judah. Come on here. The line of Judah is with you. Come on here. And he's bringing you out. Sister McClary, he's opened up doors. Hallelujah. He's making a way. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah. Oh, if I can just only hear somebody scream out, oh, God is good. Oh, hallelujah. Get it in your spirit and let it go marinate there today. God is good no matter what you're in. Hallelujah. God is good. Cousin Gloria, Sister Thomas, God is good. He's bringing us through situations. He's taking us through situations. Come on here. He didn't let us stay there. He didn't let us stay in the midst of what we were in. The enemy decided to see us go down. Hallelujah. The enemy decided to sip us, as he told Peter, which is Simon. He said, Simon, Simon, I pray for you, because Satan decided to sip you as wheat, but I pray for you. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's so good to us. He's so good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst again. In the midst. Some of you just coming up and you're saying, what is the topic today? And we went from, hallelujah, sons, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and we still dealing with it. That's why we have to lift our eyes up to the hill. That's why, hallelujah, from which cometh our help, because God is good. Hallelujah. 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 And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night, because God is good in the midst of it. He's with us in the midst of it. He's bringing you out in the midst of it. He's bringing you through it. Come on here. And we know, again, according to Romans, we know all things work together for the good. For the good. Come on. Excuse me. For the good of them what that love the Lord, and a call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. It's your purpose. It's a purpose behind this. It's a reason behind this why you're going through it. Come on. You ain't in this by yourself. Come on. You don't have to hold your head down. Lift your head up. Come on here. I say lift your head up in the name of Jesus, and I give God praise. Hallelujah. Don't you walk with your head down because you feel like you're going through something that you can't come out of. Come on. Don't you sit there and allow the enemy to begin to barbar your mind and begin to get you all discombobulated. Come on. I speak into the atmosphere of your spirit, and I charge you to hold your head up and give God thanks and give him praise. Praise our God. Come on. Hallelujah. You sitting on the edge of that bed trying to ponder how I'm going to pay these bills. You sitting on the edge of that bed or sitting in that recliner trying to wonder how I'm going to make ends meet. How I'm going to pay this month. Hallelujah. And it's almost about the end of the month. A new month is about to come in. You're pondering over things. I'm behind in this, I'm behind in that. How am I going to pay this? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He will make a way in the midst of it. He will bring you out of it. Come on here. Praise God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He's good. Hallelujah. He's good. The enemy has no authority. The enemy has no power of that situation. Hallelujah. And again, he's just a prince of the air. He think he controls that. He don't even control that. Because when you begin to pray into the atmosphere, come on here, your prayers control what the enemy is doing. Come on, hallelujah. Yo, you better read your Bible. Read it well. Yes, because he given him, he just the prince of the air. He tried to hold things. But when you pray into the atmosphere, but he said, hallelujah, when I heard your prayer the first time you prayed, but the prince of Persia, which is in the air, he held it up. Come on. But the answer still came through. Why? Because God is good. The answer is coming through. Don't you give up. Don't you give out. Don't you give in. Come on. Keep the faith. Keep praying because God is good. Keep pushing till something happen. Keep praying till things change, turn around. Keep doing it. Hallelujah. You say, well, I've been praying for a long time. Ain't nothing happening. Trust me, in the atmosphere, things are happening. Come on, just you got to allow yourself to know that God is good in the midst of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And again, it says right here, the Lord shall what? The Lord shall preserve. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, have mercy in here this morning. The Lord shall preserve. Come on, preserve thee. Come on. The Lord shall preserve thee. Even in the midst of what you're in, y'all get this. In the midst of what you're in, the enemy decide to see you demolished. The enemy decide to see you destroyed. But the Lord is good. What he's getting, what he's doing, he's preserving you. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Listen, listen, right here in Psalms 121 in the 8th verse, it said, The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Oh, my God. Thy going out and thy coming in. Oh, my God. Thy going out. Don't you know you already out the situation that you're in, that you're facing? Oh, my God. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Oh, my God. Thou going out and thou coming in. Whatever you going out of is, don't you see how that thing turned around? It didn't read, the Lord shall preserve thou coming in and thou going out. But he said, the Lord shall preserve thou going out. You actually out of the situation, the circumstances that you're in. You out of it already. Oh, my God. Jesus, have mercy. Y'all, did y'all see this? Those of you that are listening to me or can read this in your leisure time, get it. He said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out, O-U-T, and thy coming in. Hallelujah. I want you to see that because he's good. He preserved you and brought you out of it. And then now you're getting ready to come into something. Oh, my God. Come on here. Did y'all not see this? Did y'all not hear this? Again, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Hallelujah. For this time, and for even evermore. He is so good. He preserved you in the midst of what you were in to bring you out, to bring you into something else. For I know the plans and I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He's good. He's good. The next time you feel like you want to complain, hold up, don't complain. Throw your hands up and give God praise. The next time you feel like you're alone, you're not alone. The next time you feel like God ain't making a way, just look back. Come on, how God preserved you in the midst of what you were in and brought you out of it to bring you into another place. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee. Hallelujah. He shall preserve thee. Come on here. Thy coming out. This thing ain't gonna even touch you. Come on. You can't touch this. Come on. It ain't gonna touch you. It's not gonna demolish you. What you're going through. Come on. This is why you got to give him praise. Come on. This is why you got to give him glory. Come on. Let's be like the Hebrew boys. Come on. In the midst of the fiery furnace. Come on. Listen. Listen to what they said. Listen to what they said. Oh, King, we kept that. We don't bow into this matter to worship the golden image at the sound of the harp, at the trumpet. That we don't bow. That we don't bow. But then they said this before they got in there. They said, if God don't deliver us, we know he able. He preserved them, even in the midst of it, and brought them out. Even while they was going in there, he preserved them, kept them. Come on. Hallelujah. It's about getting ready for me to open up these phone lines. And I'm telling you, God is so good. You could call in this morning. Praise God. The phone lines are getting ready to open up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Air code 321-632-1000. Praise our God. You could call in and say, Apostle, I just want to be a witness to how good God is. I don't care what it looked like. I just want to give him praise. I just want to give him thanks. I want to give him glory. I want to give him praise. You can call in. The lines are open. The engineer has already came in, opened up the phone lines for you. He will direct you and put you right into me. And we'll pray with you, and we'll touch and agree with you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever and ever into all generations. So that's why I have to do like David the prayer right here in Psalms 121. Oh, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. Oh, give thanks unto him. Hallelujah. He's the God, a creator. He's the God that can create a situation and make a bad situation turn into a good situation. It looked like you're about to be overtaken. That just got me right there. It got me right there. The eighth verse, it got me. He said, the Lord shall preserve it. Thou going out and thou coming in. Come on. You already out of the situation. You already been taken through. God have already taken care of that. So you just got to make up in your mind, I'm already coming out because I'm already blessed. I'm already healed. I'm already set free. Come on here. The way has already been made. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is what? Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Come on. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. While I'm talking, you can call in. While I'm talking and exhorting, you can call in again. That number is error code 321-632-1000. Praise God. They'll put it up on the screen. Somebody put it up there. Hallelujah. Those of you that want to call in, call in. Those of you said, well, Apostle, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast for the first time. I don't know Jesus in the pardon of my sins. I want to be saved. It's just as simple as this. Again, you do not have to write a letter. You do not have to wait for 3 days of approval. You do not have to wait for somebody to give you an answer. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, guess what? He said, thou shalt be saved. And it's already done because he's just that good. Hallelujah. You'll say, Apostle, again, I don't know. Again, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting the number up, Evangelist Harvey. It's just as simple as that. It's nothing hard. It's nothing hard. Guess what? You are already saved. You already saved. Like I said, again, you ain't got to wait for a 3-day to hear back. Or you ain't got to wait till we go in the room and then come back. And we want to come back. Well, we regret to inform you that. Whatever. No. No, 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 no. No. You automatically, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you're saved. You're saved. Yes, you are. Don't let nobody change your mind. You're saved. What you need to do is find your Bible-based church. We're the church, but find your Bible-based place of worship and get in there and hear this word, grow and go, because God is good and he's able to keep you. He's able to bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. The phone lines. Who will be the first? Who will be the first? Come on. Some of you don't have to be going through nothing. You just want to call in and say, Pastor, I just want to give God thanks. I want to give him praise for how he's been taking me through, how he's been bringing me out. Come on. Who will be the first? Again, the number's right here on the screen, right before your eyes. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Call into the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to meet you. God wants to meet you. God wants to meet you. He's already here. God wants to meet you. Come on here. Like he did with Adam in the cool of the day. Praise God. He came down to the garden to meet Adam. Praise God. Hallelujah. To talk with Adam. God wants to talk with you. God wants to commune with you today. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The phone lines are open again. I'm sitting here waiting. I got some time. Got a few minutes. My time is going to be coming gone. I won't be able to answer the phone. But guess what? Jesus is on the main line. You can call him up. Tell him what you want anytime. Come on. Hallelujah. But again, I want you to know, I want you to give God praise, and I want you to give him thanks, because why? He is good. He is good, and he's God already. He's God in the middle of your circumstance. He's God in the middle of what you're going through. Praise our God. There was a caller called a while back. Amen. A couple of, I don't know, it was on a Monday or Friday. And he called and he asked for prayer for his, you may be listening to the radio broadcast today. And if you're listening, you could call in and give that testimony. How God took his brother through, amen, and brought him out of that surgery. Praise God. If you're listening, young man, you could call in, amen, and give that testimony. God is good, and he will do it. God bless you, Miss Jess. God is good, and he'll do exactly what we need him to do. Only if we believe. Only if we trust him. Come on. Hallelujah. Only if we trust him. Come on. You say, Apostle, I'm trying to wait till you get through talking. You don't have to wait till I get through talking. You could call in again. The lines are opening, waiting for you. Come on, waiting for you. I want you to know today, God is good. He's good. You got to give him praise. He's good. You got to give him glory. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy and his kindness endureth forever towards us. Come on, hallelujah. We haven't done nothing so great that we deserve this. But guess what? He's so good that he give us grace and he give us mercy and his love and kindness towards us. Who will reject something like this? Who? Come on. Hallelujah. Say, Apostle, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I don't know what to do. I'm in the midst of things that is about to overwhelm me. And I've been in it for so long. I'm about to tell you today that God is able to bring you out. God is able to turn things around, on work things out on your behalf. Praise him. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Come on. He is able to do it. Because he would say, again, all thy ways, in all thy ways, acknowledge me. And he'll do what? Direct your pathway. He'll do what? Bring you out. He'll do what? Turn situations and circumstances around. And is working in your behalf, on your behalf, as good. That's why we got to give him thanks. That's why we got to give him praise. Come on. That's why we got to tell God thank you. That's why we got to bless him. We got to bless him at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on here. My soul shall do what? Make a boast in the Lord. In the humble shall hear and be glad. Come on here. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is good. Come on. Come on. We got a few minutes. Who will be the first? The phone lines are there waiting for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of you that's on Cypress audience, come on, call in. Don't be a hush mouth. Call in and tell of his goodness. The lines are opening. Come on. Hallelujah. Just pause. I just want to call in. Just give God thanks. I just want to call in to give him praise for how he brought me out. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, tell of his goodness. Make known his deeds among the people. God is good. And he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not a part-time Christian. I'm not just for when things are good. Everybody, you know. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was listening to your, I had to look up your number because I didn't know the number and I wanted to call in.
Yes.
I had talked to you a while back, and I asked you to pray for my nieces who are unsaved, and that was like 2 months ago, and they actually accepted Jesus Christ, and they're both baptized, and now their boyfriends are being baptized. So the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I thank you so much for that. That was a really big blessing, and I'm praying for my other nieces. So thank you so much for what you do, and I love that you are worshiping Jesus and letting others know, and I just wanted to tell you and tell everybody out there that, you know, prayer and God answers prayers, and these girls were very unsaved, very, very worldly. And I mean, to the point where like transgender was okay everything. So, they really turned their lives around to God and gave everything, drugs and alcohol addiction, to the Lord. So, I mean, it's really, God does work miracles still. So
Praise God. Mm-hmm. That's good news. That's good news. And this is what we love here. This is why we're here. That somebody's life be touched. That somebody be turned around. Somebody be healed and delivered and set free. We're so glad that you called in to give God praise and give God thanks for what he has done and for what he's going to do. If he did it for them, he's going to do it for the rest of your nieces and your nephews.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So don't give up. And thank you so much for being faithful to the Lord.
Yes, let me pray for you now. Father, we thank you for this caller that's called in to give thanks. We thank you now, God, that you will continue to work in our life, continue to save our loved ones, continue to bring them out, Father, because we're looking unto you, which because your grace and your mercy cover them right now and cover her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, bless you. This is what I'm talking about. Come on, hallelujah, call it. This is what I'm talking about. Call in to give God thanks and give him praise for what God has done in her family, for what God is going to do in her other side of her family. I believe, God, what about you? This is why we got to give him thanks. This is why we got to, come on. I preached a sermon about the leprosy. He cleansed the 10. Hallelujah. I don't know which number I am. I don't know if I'm 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But I'm one of the ones out of the 10 to come back to say thank you. Hallelujah. You're one of the ones out of the 10 to come back to say thank you. She's one of the ones out of the 10 to come back to say thank you, God, for what you've done. Why? Because God is good. Hallelujah. He's good. I got a few more minutes. Come on here. I got a few more minutes. Again, let me get the number out. Area code 321-632-1000. Come on. You can call in. Like this caller such as did, to give God praise and give God thanks for what he's done. The Bible said, make your request known. Come on here. You got to make your request known. Hallelujah. And he will answer you. Come on. Hallelujah. There's no such thing as silent prayer. Come on. Silent prayer request. You got to voice it out. Come on. You got to voice it out. As she did, she called in a while back and she said she wanted to pray for her nieces and pray for them. Family, that God would save them. Now, it don't take God. Look at it. She called back with a testimony of victory. Come on. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. It's worth coming on the radio. It's worth coming on the radio when people's lives be touched, when people get healed. It's worth coming on. Hallelujah. And to let us know that our labor is not in vain. Come on. Hallelujah. Anybody else out there? Phone lines are open. You got a few more minutes. Phone lines are open. You want to call in and give a testimony, or you want to call in and ask for prayer, you may do so. Error code 321-632-1000. Praise our God. And he will do it for you. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. While we're waiting, again, tonight, all roads, 95, US 1 leads to where? West Palm Beach. Amen. Hallelujah. 700 Odyssey Highway, Lake Park, Florida. Tonight, 7 o'clock, we're at Touch and Agree by Faith, Pastor Shirley Robinson. We will be down that way. Come over, Jupiter. Come over. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, got 2 minutes. 2 minutes for another phone call. 2 minutes, maybe two. Maybe two. Got 2 minutes for two people. Got 2 minutes. Come on. Who will beat them out of them two? Come on. Dial that number. Dial that number. Error code 321. There we go. There we go. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Hello.
God bless you.
Good morning. I just want to say I really hope God blesses me and my fiance. We're really young parents, and we just got approved for our apartment. I pray that he protects our family throughout this new journey and that he helps guide us to be the parents and the persons we're supposed to be as we go through life.
Yes, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now for this couple, Lord God, as they journey through this new journey in their lives now, Father. We thank you now, God, that all their needs will be met, Father. And we pray that you will cover them in your blood right now, Father God. We pray that all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, Father. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Praise our God. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. It's worth it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't fret. God will see you through. Why? Because he's good. He's good. And his mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. The grace of God be with us. Listen, I'm getting close. It's getting close. It's getting close. My time is coming, gone. That's it. I've tried to sneak one more in there, but that's it for the callers. Thank you that those that call in for prayer. Thank you for that calling with victory testimonies about how you have heard the broadcast and how you call in and ask for prayer and God work things out. We're grateful for you. Amen. Continue to stay the course. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to hold on. Amen. Until Monday morning, same time radio station, we'll be back with callers. Today, the callers have ended. The call have ended. So if you call in right now, you won't be able to get through. But stay tuned. Monday morning, same station, same number. You call in for prayer. And we'll pray with you and pray for you. And we believe God. We believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. What about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, meet us there tonight. Those of you that can be with us. Amen. 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes left. Amen. The engineer tell me I got 2 minutes left. I have to be obedient. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't worry. I might be on the station all for the whole week. We don't know what's going to happen the way things are going now. Hallelujah. Every day. Come on. Every day. Oh, my God. Then all night long. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good to us, and we are grateful for you. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Tip of 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor apostle, Curtis Watkins. We look to see you in some of our services. Amen. At the end of the broadcast, you'll be beginning to hear. You'll hear the time of our services. Amen. If you're just tuning in, you'll hear the time of our service and also the location. Again, come be with us tonight if you can. Those of you that are in the area. Amen. Those of you that don't mind driving, 1 minute left. Those of you that don't mind driving up, get in your cars. Amen. It's Friday night. You can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do it. Amen. We look to see you in the place. Amen. On tonight. Again, West Palm Beach. We look to see you in the surrounding areas. God bless you is my prayer. Until Monday morning. Same time. What? 9 o'clock to what? 10 o'clock. We will be with you. Amen. As I often say, you stay with me, I'll stay with you the whole hour, as I've done the whole hour. I want you to be encouraged. Again, we'd like to say happy anniversary to Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We do say thank God for you. Amen. Your labor of love, thank God for you. We'll see you in the move of God on some of these services. Praise our God. We're looking to see you, you and you. Praise our God. All right. My time is coming, gone for real. Until Monday morning. Hallelujah. Stay with God, and he'll stay with you. Amen.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor,